From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrikes continue as rebels begin fighting one another. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning. This according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Rebels in northern Syria, meantime, have been fighting among themselves after one of the largest Syrian rebel groups was accused of having ties to Islamic State. The battles that have been raging for days in Idlib province threaten to weaken the rebels' hold on the region because of those Syrian and Russian airstrikes. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that rebels recently largely stopped fighting government forces and have lost some 30% of their territory. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safer routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, aid groups say that they are seeing few indications that Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure no one, ISIS fighter or innocent civilian, is able to leave. Experts warn it could be a humanitarian disaster in the making. This is VOA News. Gunmen on motorcycles killed at least three Pakistani paramilitary forces Friday in the southwestern city of Quetta. A splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Quetta is the capital of southwestern Baluchistan province. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Thursday he agreed to extend a ceasefire deal with Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, in hopes of reviving a failed peace accord. The original ceasefire was due to expire at the end of October, but will now be extended through the end of the year. In American politics, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama told Clinton supporters in New Hampshire that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's comments on women should not be dismissed.
This was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter. This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly about sexually predatory behavior, and actually bragging about kissing and groping women, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV.
Additionally, in interviews with the New York Times on Wednesday, two women accused Trump of allegedly touching them inappropriately. That report was followed by a stream of similar allegations from several other women, putting more pressure on Donald Trump. Trump was forceful in defending himself. He called their stories totally, absolutely false.
Instead of the issues, they've slandered and libeled me with false accusations. But we will not let these lies distract us.
He said these claims are all fabricated, pure fiction, and outright lies. The Swedish Academy has surprised the world with its decision to award the Nobel Prize for Literature to U.S. singer and songwriter Bob Dylan. In an unusual move, the Academy announced Thursday it was honoring Dylan for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. Zlatika Hoke reports for VOA.
Dylan's career spans more than half a century and attracts people of all generations. His fans say the award is well-deserved. But for many people, Dylan is a musician and not an author. Social media was a-Twitter Thursday questioning and even disparaging the choice. The controversy is a good thing, says Stephen Rings, music professor at the University of Chicago, who has taught a course on Dylan.
I think the pressure that it exerts on the notion of what literature can be is crucial and is really timely.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
And for more on this story and all our stories, be sure to check out our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.